RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
We're back, folks.
Our own whiskey and our own smoke, too.
And let me make sure our audio is good for George. George, are you hearing me okay?
Heard you 5x5, James.
All righty. And Paul, are you there? Come in, Paul.
It's going to be a Paul-free environment or maybe a mute button.
Yeah, no, Paul may have stepped away from the mic during the break. And let me give you some more, I'm going to throw more detail in here. I haven't heard anybody give this level of detail. So I think we're doing a good job here, and I think this is really important, what's coming up Saturday. Let's talk about the polls, the current polls. I mentioned that Roy Moore was clearly ahead of Luther Strange. Yes, he is, and we got a caller that just popped in, Rich in Alabama. So, at Rich, we're going to go to you, and I'm glad you're in Alabama. We're going to go to you in just a minute. You couldn't have been a more apt caller. Here's the polling. The latest polling I'm seeing, the Emerson poll, which was conducted September 8th and 9th, has Roy Moore at 40%, Luther Strange at 26%, and undecided at 34%. Now, we know, of course, there won't be any undecideds on Election Day. So if you divide that 34 in the ratio of 40 to 26, which is a little less than 2-1, and you give, let's say, 20 of that to Moore and 14 to Strange, that would mean on Election Day, Moore wins 60 to 40. That is a solid win.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, next poll. The Strategic National poll, conducted September 6th and 7th, has Moore leading 51 to Strange's 35 with 14 undecided. Well, if we divide that 14 in the ratio of 51 to 35, just figure the people, the undecideds will break the way the others did. Let's see, I'm just doing this by eyeball, a ratio of 5 to 3. That would be give Moore 8 of that 14 and give Strange 6. I think I'm being generous to Strange there. Should be more like 9-5. Yes, 9-5. So give Moore 9. His vote goes again to 60. And give 5 to Moore. His 35 goes to 40. So those two polls, interestingly, they exactly agree with each other. 60 to 40, final result, Roy Moore winning. That's all very encouraging. And by the way, in the primary that took place 1 month ago, Roy Moore won in every Alabama county but 4. And there, it looks like, just looking at the map of Alabama, it looks like there's about 40 counties. Only 3 carried by Strange, and 1 was carried by Mo Brooks. And the Mo Brooks County looks like it's the one that has Huntsville in it, interestingly enough. So there you go. Now let us go to Alabama. Rich, where are you in Alabama? What part of Alabama?
I'm in Huntsville.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
and,
okay.
I'm also back in 2012, I was elected in the 5th District as a Ron Paul delegate, for what that was worth.
Well, did you hear the part of the show where I mentioned that Tripp Pittman was a fellow delegate?
Yes, I did. It's very interesting. There's a lot of alignments coming up. I think even in a biblical sense, there's something supposed to be happening in Jerusalem with an eclipse of some type. And another thing is Mitch McConnell, he's from Alabama.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's right. And so far
his popularity, Mitch McConnell's popularity in Kentucky is right now scraping the bottom. But let me go. This is Rich. You are really quite a resource here. You're not only in Alabama, you're in Huntsville. You were like Tripp Pittman, who got 7% of the vote a month ago. You were a Ron Paul delegate. Did you know about this rally that's coming up next Saturday?
I heard about it, I believe, on WHNT News 19 yesterday. There was a whole bunch of stuff going on yesterday, all kinds of events. They had the Trail of Tears was taking place. They had some down at the county courthouse, which is in downtown. They had
not to interrupt you, but I want to. You are so valuable being there in Huntsville. You found out about the rally yesterday, so you're probably like other right wingers in Alabama. I'll just call you a patriot. Other patriots in Alabama. You found out yesterday about this rally. Are you going to be there?
Yes. I'm going to try to be there. I think I will be there.
Let me ask you more questions. Did the TV station reveal to you how you get tickets?
No, not yet. I'm sure that there'll be emails coming to all the people that are members of the Republican Alabama RNC. So we'll be able to get tickets probably that way. And more than likely, it'll probably be held, depending on the weather, either at the Von Braun Center. I'm not saying this is a fact, or one of the stadiums that are outside. As they say, maybe depending upon the weather, there's a lot of different factors, I'm sure.
Well, let me ask you this. Were you at one of the previous Huntsville rallies?
No.
You see those? Did you see the YouTubes of those rallies?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I saw it on the news and everything. Yeah, it's great. I mean, look, there's a lot of great people in the state of Alabama. Unfortunately,
let me ask you this again. I'm going to pepper you with questions, and I apologize for that, but you're a golden resource right there. What is the talk among patriots? I don't know what to call you. Is it fair to call you just a patriot?
Sure, that's fine. I was born on the 4th of July, so yeah, I'm a patriot.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to label you. What is the talk among patriots in Alabama about Roy Moore versus Luther Strange? Why is Roy Moore distinctly more popular than Luther Strange?
Because he stood up against all odds of the dark side, so to say. Remember, we got the Southern Poverty Law Center down in Montgomery, and they're a thorn in the flesh of this whole country. First of all, then you also got to keep in consideration the Alabama Bar Association, I'm sure, is probably contemplating all this too. Because remember, a lot of these politicians are they're lawyers. And remember, Roy Moore, Chief Justice. I mean, my gosh, I don't see how they removed him the second time. I mean,
yes.
I know they They did it, but they did it behind closed doors. They did it with a secret council. And I really think this, all this stuff goes back to like Agenda 21. I think that's playing into this big time.
Okay, now let me ask you another question. Next Saturday, the way this is playing out, Donald Trump is going to get up to what normally should be one of his adoring audiences of people like me, just cheering their lungs out, wearing their Make America Great Again hats and so on. But he's going to go up on that stage. Luther Strange is going to be up there on the stage with him. And I guess Luther Strange is a big man, even bigger than Donald Trump. And he is then going to say a bunch of sort of goofy stuff about what a great guy Luther Strange is, which doesn't appear to be the case. Luther Strange, there's nothing distinctive. Luther Strange is described by people talking about him as a swamp creature. He is a swamp creature.
He's a lobbyist,
he's what?
From my understanding.
Yeah.
He's a lobbyist in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, there's nothing admirable or praiseworthy about Luther Strange. But Donald Trump is going to be compelled to say, you know, here's my – he's going to call him Big Luther. He's already doing that, Big Luther. He's going to say, this is the man you need in the Senate. Now, the audience, which is going to include you – I know you're going to be there – that is going to be lots of Roy Moore people in that audience. Lots of Mo Brooks people, and Mo Brooks has endorsed Roy Moore. There'll be lots of Tripp Pittman people in there, and he's a Ron Paul man. These people are not going to be happy with Luther Strange being endorsed. I think it's possible they might boo. What do you think?
I don't know.
But are they just going to sit there and just kind of be quiet? Or, I mean, because these people right now, it's, you know that Sarah Palin's coming to your state to campaign statewide for Roy Moore. You know that.
I do. I wish he would have stayed governor of Alaska, by the way, because maybe there would be more strength in the with what's going on.
Now, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Have you seen some of the deceptive false ads that Mitch McConnell is running supporting Luther Strange and attacking Roy Moore? Have you seen any of those on your TV?
Oh, yeah. They run them like – I've seen them already about today probably 3 or 4 times.
Wow. Could you tell us what's in one of them or something about them?
One of them I noticed was talking about Judge Roy Moore being against the wall being built.
Oh,
and,
man.
When I saw that, I wondered if it was one of those, I wasn't there. I didn't see what he was talking about. But when he was talking, I was thinking more than likely he was probably in a speech about separation of, that wall of between, the church and state.
Oh, my. More than likely, listen. Yeah. Rich, let me tell you. Yeah, go ahead, Paul. That's dirty. That is dirty. Dirty campaigning. Paul, I know you got a comment.
No, that was my comment. The forces of evil, the satanic dark forces, never cease to amaze me at their boldness. Yeah, you know, they would do such a thing, but unfortunately, there might be a few naive people who would be taken in.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's like the Goldwater nuclear bomb. What they're doing there at the last minute, Rich, I mean, these people, this snake, Mitch McConnell, he knows that if you could somehow convince some gullible people that Roy Moore is against the wall, they won't vote for him. But it's a falsehood. It's a lie. And if anybody's against the wall, it's Luther Strange, who hasn't supported Donald Trump on anything, was against Trump, didn't endorse Trump. Hasn't done a thing for Donald Trump.
Well, so, what you were speaking about earlier, I mean, everything that you said, I was agreeing with, look, if I always thought to myself, man, if look at John F. Kennedy, I mean, he wasn't really too well liked here in the South, but, I think he was a good person, a good man, and you know all the money and power that you know he was born into, it didn't help him. So
now, you know, Rich, yes, but Rich, yeah. I'm gonna, you know, you are. See, I apologize. I'm chopping up your conversation. I apologize. What I and everybody else in the audience are eager to hear from you. See, you're on the scene. You're our reporter on the beat. You're right there. You're not only in Alabama. You're in Huntsville. And so you just gave us a gem there where you said on your TV, three or four today alone of these attack ads being paid for by the Republican Senate, Mitch McConnell's Senate piggy bank against a conservative Republican, against Sarah Palin's candidate. This is you use the right word, Paul. It's treason.
It's inexplicable, except for outright treason.
Yeah, it's
powerful forces hate the judge.
Yes, and I'll say not treason necessarily against America. I mean, it's perfidious, it's traitorous, it's it is really bad. And what I'm going to do, Rich, I hope you'll stay in touch with this show through the week so that you can tell us from Huntsville what's going on. I'd like to know, for instance, is there going to be any effort to pack the house at the Huntsville rally? In other words, the strange people have to know, I love using that adjective here, the strange people have to know that there are going to be Roy Moore people in the audience unless they do what? Pack the crowd. And how do you pack the crowd? It's easy. You just go to Luther Strange's donor list and you make sure that all those people get tickets and nobody else. That is so easy. If you could please let us know if it's easy for you to get a ticket. You're not on Luther. I trust you're not on Luther Strange's donor list.
Oh, absolutely not. I did give him a document that was thoroughly and intricately done by Ralph Winterode one time, you know, because I was trying to get that information out.
Yes, when he was Attorney General? Yeah.
That's exactly. Correct, yes.
Well, now, if you would please keep us informed as to whether it's easy for you to get a ticket. The procedure at past rallies has been that you go on to whitehouse.gov or some other websites like that, and you put in your email address, and you're allowed to have two tickets per email address. And then those tickets are emailed back to you simply for applying. You don't have to pass any test. You just say, I want two tickets, and those are sent to your email address that you give them. Then you print those out, and you come to the event with those tickets. They don't get you in, but you can't get in without them. So then you get in line. It's first come, first serve. If there are 30,000 people for an arena with 20,000 seats, then 10,000 people, you know, have to attend the rally from outside. But now when you
They did last time. The place was packed.
Yeah. Now you mentioned the Von Braun Center. How big is that?
Oh, gosh. I saw Hart there a couple of years ago. It's a big arena, actually. If they were to hold it in the arena, it's a big arena, believe me. It would definitely hold, I believe, 20,000 people, no problem.
Okay, and then you mentioned stadiums outside Huntsville. Are those good size also?
I think Bob Jones High School was where they had the last one, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I was actually preparing to go out of state there for a while when that rally took place, but that was in Madison.
Okay, if you will keep us posted as to the availability of tickets and anything else, any other scuttlebutt that you pick up among patriots in Huntsville as to what's going on, because I think this is going to be a momentous event, and here's what I'm trying to do. I said I always run this show as if Donald Trump is listening, and I do praise, I do admire this hero. I'm hoping if he's hearing what we're saying now, we'll talk about it right after the break, that it might influence what he does. We'll be right back.
best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is...
We're back, folks. Hitting roadblocks. Now, during the break here, Rich, are we still have you on the phone?
You do.
Okay, thank you. Our man, our reporter on the scene there in Huntsville, Alabama, he just mentioned to us that the Von Braun Center, which is in downtown Huntsville, is big. It is. It has a theater capacity of 9,000 in just one of its rooms. It has other rooms. It's very big. It could hold more than that. But in its largest single room, 9,000 people theater seating. That's a big crowd. That's what we want. I'm hoping that if Donald Trump does hold this event, it's not a small event with a private audience, which was what was done in Bismarck when I wanted to go see Donald Trump 2 weeks ago. Or less, I forget the date now, but I was all prepared to go down to Bismarck, but it was a private invitation event only. 700 of the movers and shakers of North Dakota got tickets, and that's okay. But Donald Trump said himself from the podium, he said, Governor Burgum just told me we could have had 25,000 people here. And he acted as if, well, I wish we had. He said, well, my advisors tell me that for a policy speech like this, we like a smaller audience. And it didn't sound as if he agreed with that. But in any event, let's hope that it goes big, if it goes at all on Saturday. Let's kind of hope, maybe, if this is scheduled to be a Luther Strange endorsement, that it doesn't even happen at all. I just went on whitehouse.gov to see our tickets available, live events. Here's what it says right now at whitehouse.gov. No events. There are no events scheduled at this time. I like that. Donald Trump sent the tweet yesterday, but a tweet's a tweet. I don't see any schedule on the whitehouse.gov website. Maybe shows like this are getting heard by Donald Trump or some patriots around him, and maybe people are having second thoughts about tossing Roy Moore, or trying to toss Roy Moore under the bus. And
ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. Is that you, Rich?
It's me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't going to happen. So I just checked that out. And also, if they are going to have an event on Saturday, if the Von Braun Center is available. The only things scheduled right now are a performance of Deflator Mouse, the flying mouse or the bat, at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. So an afternoon event would be available. And the Deflator Mouse is a small, that tiny crowd. That's probably in one of the smaller rooms. And they're having a bridal fair. That would be in the convention space, not in a big. So that's a bit. There's nothing big. So Hart is not booked for Saturday, Rich. So the Von Braun Center is available, and my gosh, is there anything, Rich? Is there anything else that you can think of? I've tried to ask you pertinent questions. Is there something else I should have asked you about what's going on or the scene? What are patriots saying to each other in Alabama? Well, let me just ask you this. Did you, this is too personal maybe, did you vote for Roy Moore yourself or one of the other candidates? Or did you?
No, I voted for Roy. I voted for Roy Moore. And I based that decision upon a council of people that are peers and elders that they meet once a week and they discuss current events that are going on in the world. So these folks are very knowledgeable about what's going on. And I asked about Mo Brooks, and the answer that I was given about Mo Brooks, because Mo Brooks is a great guy. He really is. He's really articulate, intelligent, very, very good, good guy. The only thing with him, though, is that if we would have elected him, then that means his seat in the state of Alabama up here in this district, they would have to fill that seat.
Now you make an interesting point. It looks like Mo Brooks carried the Huntsville County. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us, Rich. We really appreciate your commentary. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be but a day.
Back, folks. And, I was asking you, Rich, about this, the third place finisher who has just endorsed, or that last week endorsed, Roy Moore, Mo Brooks, a U.S. congressman, and I like what you said, a very good guy. He carried two counties. I just corrected my research here. He carried two counties, Huntsville's own county, which is Madison County, and the county to the west, Limestone County, which is based in Athens, Alabama. And looking at, confirm this for me, Rich, if I've got it right. It says about Huntsville that you had a sleepy population of only 72,000 in 1950, but this has grown to 360,000 today. And the main thing that sparked that change was the arrival in 1950 of Wernher von Braun and the thousands of engineers at the Redstone Arsenal.
That's correct. It's called Operation Paperclip. So obviously, I'm sure you guys know what that is.
And I'm betting that those people are pretty right-wing people. Engineers tend to be pretty solid people with their feet on the ground.
Very much so. Very conservative. The local people here are very, as I said, very good-hearted people. This area is very dedicated to the family. And they're also very dedicated to Alabama football. So,
okay.
So when you come here from out of state, you're usually going to be asked, whether are you a Alabama University of Alabama fan or are you an Auburn fan? Because those are the two rivals.
So take your Auburn sticker off your bumper. Or cover it up with an Alabama sticker. Yeah. Well, this is amazing. Is there anything else that I should have asked you?
Keep in mind, I was just going to say, down in Auburn, Alabama, you have the Von Mises Institute down there.
Right.
I don't know if you know about Von Mises Institute, but Ron Paul used to go down there quite a bit. And it's very interesting how this is all playing out. It's just it doesn't make any sense, honest to God. The only thing I can think of is that the president is trying to, he wants to try to get something done. He's trying to work with Mitch McConnell, but Mitch McConnell's turning out to be a block.
Well, okay,
he's blocking everything.
Yeah, okay. Now, Rich, this is just Kelso talking. I think that this concept that Donald Trump is trying to work with Democrats is disinformation. It's two things. It's cuckoo on one level, and it's disinformation on another level.
James, George agrees with you. I believe this is fake news. Donald Trump is not smooching to the Democrats.
I'm not saying that he's trying to compromise the best that he can without, I believe, losing his, what he campaigned on.
The worst thing Donald Trump could do, and it's happening right now. You're hearing it right now over the air. You're hearing it in my mm-hmm. voice. You're hearing it in Ann Coulter. Here, I'll read you Ann Coulter. Donald Trump has never had a stronger supporter than Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter loves Donald. She has supported him every second of his campaign. And let me just read you what she wrote. Let me find it here, if I can find it. I hope I didn't. Here it is. Here she is. I read this yesterday. Paul, this made smoke come out of your ears. This is an amazing paragraph. This is what she wrote yesterday. President Trump is the last president who will ever have a chance to make the right decision on immigration. Okay, and let me just interject there. Immigration is demography is destiny. Decision on immigration is not like just one of many decisions. That decision determines whether we have a country or not.
Yeah, it's not like taxes. A free-spending lefty could raise taxes, and that will do some damage. But when a conservative gets elected and the taxes are reduced, much of that damage can be repaired. But demography is destiny. You change the population, it doesn't really matter what the tax policy is after that.
Right, or any other policy. The immigration is it. That is the decisive factor on the future, the destiny of any nation. So let's read that again. She says it all in just a few words. He is the last president. This lady is serious. Who will ever have a chance even, to make the right decision on immigration? After this, it's over. Whoa. Then she writes, the boat will have sailed. Then in her last paragraph, if he succeeds, that is, and makes the right decision on immigration, all the pussy grabbing and Russia nonsense will burn off like a morning fog.
Wow.
He will be the president who saved the American nation, saved its character, saved its sovereignty, saved its core identity. But if he fails, Donald Trump will go down in history as the man who killed America.
It doesn't get much stronger than that.
It also gets a little more hysterical than that, because he's not going to be able to declare total victory or total defeat. Either way, I think it's perfectly possible to go 4 or even 8 years and be right where we are right now. So I'm sorry, Ann Coulter. I don't credit you with shaking the world, what you said. I'm an old grouch. This is George. But I think that's over melodramatic. And, we don't like the pussyfooting around with the other side. But they're part of the government. Donald Trump is going to destroy America. All right. I surrender. You win, Ann Coulter. Thank God we have you on our side.
Yeah, I don't think she's alleging he would destroy it intentionally.
James, I heard what she said. She said. That's all we've been talking about for the last 6 or 7 days. And I think it's hysterical.
There's a lot of
water going to go under the bridge between now and Christmas and next year. And, suppose Donald Trump does the right thing and we get 8 years of no immigration. What guarantee that we have in 2022 that the next psychopath is coming in who's going to say, oh, we were just kidding, here's our open borders again?
Well, okay, hang on. That's a separate question. Who follows Trump is a separate question. And by the way, whether or not he's successful has an awful lot to do.
All right, James, I'm going to refute you on that, because what she said was the last chance, the last chance, the last chance, the last chance. Yes. I'm not of that opinion. Prove me wrong.
Okay. Well, if he makes the right decision on immigration, the next president will be operating from the basis, if he's one of ours, if Trump is successful and immensely popular, he will be followed by a president in his mold, following his policy.
And there's some conjecture in that.
Well,
we don't know what's coming down the pike 8 years from now.
Okay, but let me back away from that. Of course, it all has to be conjecture. But let me back away to say, here's what I think she's doing that's right. Donald Trump could make the wrong decision on immigration, not because he's a bad guy. And Paul, you're an expert on this. Paul is an expert on immigration, and he knows how little the layman knows about how numbers work, how exponential increases work, how immigration and immigration fraud works. And here's the point here. Donald Trump, and Breitbart emphasizes, Breitbart in its recent article, it has an article entitled 10 Lies That Donald Trump Is Buying About DACA. I think it was 10 lies. But they're making the point that Donald Trump is being cut off from information from people like Steve Bannon, information from people like Roy Beck, who know, and Ann Coulter, who wrote Adios America. And by the way, when she wrote the book, Adios America, Ann Coulter was convinced it was over. She was convinced it was over until Trump appeared. She said Trump, and then her next book was In Trump We Trust, E Pluribus. What did she write? E Pluribus something. The point is this. The 800, Donald Trump may be buying baloney. He may be getting the lies that 800,000 DACA, that first of all, they're hardworking, good people, that there's only 800,000 of them, and that if you let these 800,000 in, we just heard it from his press spokesman, who said a legal road to citizenship, but not amnesty. What? Okay. A legal road to citizenship, but not, no, that's double talk. And if somebody is selling that to Donald Trump, and there is evidence that he has bought that, because in one of his tweets, he said, it's DACA, not amnesty. He said, it's DACA. Wait a minute. No, DACA is amnesty, Mr. President. And he's being told that DACA is not the same as amnesty. Wrong. Roy Beck could straighten him out on that, the creator of numbersusa.org. Here's the thing, though. Everybody who really knows about immigration, guys like Paul Fromm, they know that the 800,000 actually will lead to 8 million. Actually.
Yeah,
it will lead.
It will be an exponential growth, because these people get generally bring a response to their family. A person in the 20s gets in, they sponsor their parents. Then they sponsor their brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters then sponsor their fiancés or spouses. And once they get here, they sponsor their parents and so on and so on. So you get one, and you end up with the whole village.
Yes, it's a nonstop nightmare. It is an 800,000 now. That 8 million, if it leads to 8 million, you add 8 million Democrats. These people, they don't vote Republican. Some small percentage do. But if out of 8 million people it breaks this way, that 6 million go Democrat and 2 million go Republic, you just locked out. You locked the door against a Republican president ever being elected again. The door is locked. If you bring that many Democrats into the country. So Donald Trump, cut off from information, doesn't understand the power of the numbers in immigration. We had this problem with Ron Paul. A member of my own family was arranging to have Roy Beck talk privately with Ron Paul so he could understand that it's all about immigration. The reason the Ron Paul campaign didn't take off the way the Donald Trump campaign took off is there's only one reason. Ron Paul is an electrifying, charismatic, tremendous leader with a lot of things in many electability categories very much stronger than even Donald Trump. His record is unbelievable. His family, military, the things he's done, the heroism in his life. He returned his scholarship at the college in Pennsylvania. He returned his scholarship and turned it down when he injured himself during the summer because he came into the office and said, "I can't accept this scholarship. I hurt myself and I can't run the 220 dash. I can't run it the way I used to." I mean, this guy's integrity coming out his ears, but he didn't understand immigration. He did not understand that controlling the border is the key to the future of the nation. And that's why his campaign never caught fire. When Donald Trump came down the escalator, what he brought down the escalator with him that made him win is that issue. We must, a nation without borders is not a nation. That was it. Ron Paul never took off. He got a lot of us really fired up, like Rich, who was a delegate. He got a lot of us fired up, but he never connected on the issue that all white America wanted leadership on, which is please, please save our nation, save our borders. Otherwise, everything else is a moot point.
His libertarian side answered a lot of people's concerns about overreaching huge government. Those are real concerns. But what really fires people up is the demographic changes that they've noticed in their lifetime, however short or long it is, and the fact that by 2041, America will be majority non-white. That's where it's at. Everything else is gravy. If we don't deal with that, if we don't win this one, much of the rest is not going to matter. Basically the difference between Donald Trump and Ron Paul. The thing that worries me, like you, is Donald Trump is not a detail man. And he sees a big picture, which is good. But I think on this DACA thing, he may be being misled by people who know the details. And the incremental growth, you let one in, and the one isn't just one. You're not making an exception just for this hard luck story. You end up allowing in pretty much the whole village, and that will be the undoing. That is the undoing of America, and the European founding settler people, the 90% majority, Jamie, that you and I knew, let's say, in 1960, we're going to be a minority. And then after that, things are going to get really ugly.
And folks, that 2041 number that Paul just gave you, that's a government projection. The government has always been too low on their numbers of the people flooding into the country. So, for instance, when you're told there are 12 million illegals in America right now, hey, as they say in New Jersey, forget about it.
Forget about it. It's more like 20.
Or more.
Those projections are not controversial. There are only two things that would change them. Massively increased white fertility, which is probably not very likely. Or you shut down immigration or greatly control it. Those are the only two factors affecting the demographics. If we don't get a handle on immigration.
Yes. Now, Paul, save your thought. We'll come right back to it. Stay tuned with us, folks. We've got to Ed in Florida and Murr in Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
NutraMedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Oh, we're back, folks. And Paul, George, I may have a stunning announcement here. Let me just check. Let me look. Let me get my let me get my pages lined up here. Let me look on Twitter. Okay. I am right now in Donald Trump's Twitter account. And let me hit my F5 here to refresh, get his latest tweets. He hasn't tweeted today or yesterday. There are some good tweets here from September 15th. I guess that's Friday. Some good tweets. But guess what I'm seeing, George and Paul?
What?
Donald Trump's tweet announcing a rally in Huntsville is gone.
Oh. No rally or? Wow, that's
the tweet. Donald Trump has deleted his tweet. Unless my eye is not seeing it. I'm going back over it here.
Sounds pretty sweet. No tweet.
Sweet, no tweet.
I'm telling you. Folks like us, something happened. Something happened on the way to the forum here.
Must be all that talk about blackmail, Gene.
I'm telling you, the tweet is gone. I mentioned that on the White House, no event is scheduled. Rich, are you still there with us?
I am.
You are a patient man. Rich had heard about the event, was announced on TV in Huntsville. But Donald Trump's tweet saying, I'm going to be in Huntsville on Saturday to support Luther Strange, is gone, folks. I want to say, everyone all at once, raise your hands and say, put your hands on your TV set, on your monitor, and say, hallelujah.
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 Because I think it went away. I think it went away, Rich. And I think Donald Trump, remember I said in a show a day or two ago, I said, Donald Trump, one of the great things about this beautiful man is he listens. He listens to the people he loves, who are you folks out there that voted for him. He listens to you. And I think Donald Trump, that things like what Ann Coulter wrote and Laura Ingraham, Rand Paul got on Laura Ingraham's show saying, what's going on? We got to have a border. Rand Paul, Ron Paul's son. There was even Ron Paul and Rand have seen the light. So I think Donald Trump hurt us. And I think the Huntsville rally has gone away. I think we're going to see Roy Moore elected on Tuesday. Go ahead, Paul.
You want to confirm that?
Well, you know, but the thing about, remember I read that tweet that Representative Stephen King made from Iowa, that, you know, the Trump has blown up his face. Steve King deleted that tweet too. So, you know, people have second thoughts about their tweets, folks. Let's see how we're doing on time here. We're going into our final hour. If Paul, can you stay with us or do you have to go?
Yeah, no, I can stay with you.
Okay, and George, we'll all be back here right after this break. Stay tuned, folks. And Rich, stay on just one little more bit, and then we'll get to our other callers.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcast.